Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many benefits and blessings of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. According to one narration, the beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam has stated that whoever wishes for Allah Almighty to be happy with him when he is presented in his court, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he should send peace and salutations upon me in abundance. He should recite durood upon me in abundance. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. In our last episode, we were going through the discussion of Jalut, and we spoke about various aspects of Bani Israel after Abu Tayy Sakina, and we also spoke about that this discussion of ours regarding Jalut, this series of ours, will cover discussion of two prophets and two kings. The two prophets that would come under discussion within this series of hours would be Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, and two kings whom we will be talking about in during our discussion in this series is Talut and Jalut. And Jalut is our topic whom we will be discussing, and how he met his doom. We will also cover this aspect for you. Just to quickly recap that what we spoke about in our last episode, we spoke about the tribe of Amalika sending back Tabut-e-Sakina to Bani Israel. They put it on the bull carts and drove them towards the towns of Bani Israel. And on the other hand, we spoke about that the tradition, how the governance structure used to be run within Bani Israel, was that the kingship would remain within one tribe, within one family, and prophethood would be within other family, within the lineage of other tribe. So the kingship would always stay within the lineage of Yahud ibn Ya'qub, and prophethood would always remain within the lineage of Lawi bin Ya'qub. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed a prophet within Bani Israel, Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam. However, there wasn't a king appointed over Bani Israel. And this was the point where Bani Israel requested their prophet, Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam, to choose a king over them. Because a prophet was basically to guide them and inform them about the rulings of Sharia. But a king was there for other purposes, other reasons. Now the reason, because they didn't have a king, so Bani Israel requested Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam to appoint a king over them. Now what happened was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a revelation upon Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam that appoint Talut as the king over Bani Israel. So when this revelation was revealed upon Sayyiduna Shamwil alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he informed the Bani Israel regarding his decision, which was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Talut is your king, upon this Bani Israel rose few objections. What was the reason of the objections? It was because Talut, who was appointed as the king, he was a very poor person. although he was extremely knowledgeable and very noble person, but from worldly perspective, he was a very poor person. Hence, Bani Israel, they started to raise objections in the court of Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, that how can a poor person become a king? He doesn't possess any wealth. He doesn't belong to a royal family. So how does he deserve the throne? On the other hand, on the contrary, we are more wealthier. We also belong to a royal family. We are more deserving of the kingship than Talut. So all these objections were being raised in the court of Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam. Upon this, Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam delivered the following sermon to them, which has also been mentioned in the glorious Quran. It states in Surah Baqarah, verse number 247 and 248, translation from Kunzul Iman, and their prophet said to them, indeed, Allah has sent Talut as your king. They said, why should he have kingship over us, and we deserve the kingship more than him, and nor has he been given ample wealth. He, i.e. the prophet, said, Allah has chosen him over you and has bestowed upon him enormous knowledge and physique, and Allah may bestow his kingdom on whomsoever he wills. And Allah is all-encompassing, all-knowing. And their prophet said to them, indeed, the sign of his kingdom will be coming of a wooden box to you, containing that which is the contentment of hearts from your Lord, some relics left behind by the honored Musa and the honored Harun, carried by the angels. Indeed, in it is a great sign for you, if you believe. So, Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam delivered this sermon before Bani Israel upon the objections that they raised for the appointment for Talut being appointed as a king over them. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as this all was taking place, Bani Israel, they also requested, they asked for a proof of this so that they accept Talut as an appointed king over them. So as we earlier covered the aspect of the tribe of Amalika, they had sent Tabut-e-Sakina towards the towns of Bani Israel, and Bani Israel held Tabut-e-Sakina very beloved and very sacred to them. Because of it, their desires would be fulfilled, their calamities, their hardships would be removed, and it was something very dearer to them, and it was a punishment upon them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Tabut-e-Sakina, that wooden box, was taken away from them, and the tribe of Amalika had the possession over it. And we covered in the last episode why the tribe of Amalika, they sent back Tabut-e-Sakina towards the towns of Bani Israel. So now, when Bani Israel requested for a proof from Sayyiduna Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam, that show us a sign, show us a proof, so that we may accept Talut as our king, right at that time, four angels, they accompanied that Tabut-e-Sakina, that wooden box, and brought it in front of Bani Israel. Same Tabut-e-Sakina which the tribe of Amalika had taken away with them, same Tabut-e-Sakina which they loaded on a bull cart and drove it towards the towns of Bani Israel. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Tabut-e-Sakina reach Bani Israel by the means of those angels. And as soon as Tabut-e-Sakina reached them, they became extremely happy, extremely delightful, as this was something which they were missing, something very sacred that was a means of many of their desires to be fulfilled, and a means of their prosperity, a means for their affluence. So their lost treasure was back amongst them, it was back within them. So this was deemed as a proof, as a sign for Talut being appointed over them as a king. So as soon as Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam appointed Talut king over Bani Israel, that's when Tabut-e-Sakina also reached Bani Israel, and Bani Israel took this as a sign, as a proof for Talut being king for them. So they not only became happier with this, but they also wholeheartedly accepted Talut as being their king. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, one beautiful Madani pearl we learn over here is that although Talut was very poor, but he was very knowledgeable. He had immense amount of knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a revelation upon Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wa salam to appoint Talut as king over Bani Israel. So the reason of superiority over here, the reason of kingship over here is knowledge. Although there were other people in Bani Israel who were more wealthier and who belonged to a more richer lineage, they weren't given the kingship, but it was Talut who was given the kingship, and ulama, they stated the reason behind this was his knowledge. So knowledge, ilm, is something that elevates the ranks of a person. Ilm is something that makes an individual superior than the other person. There are many other benefits and virtues of knowledge mentioned in Quran and Hadith. So we shall all also strive to acquire the knowledge of Islam, which would inshallah azza wa jal elevate our ranks. So Talut had become the king of Bani Israel, and Bani Israel had also wholeheartedly accepted this, and Sayyidina Shamil alayhi salatu wasalam was the prophet. So their governance structure had also become complete now, that there was one prophet and there was one king. So now Bani Israel had one prophet and one king. So they were satisfied that all their matters are now being looked after the way they are meant to be. On the other hand, Jalut, who was a very tyrant, oppressive and fearful individual, and a very tyrant and oppressive king, he had announced war against Bani Israel. So Bani Israel were also afraid of the fact that Talut may attack them, and they didn't have a king. But now the king had been appointed, so one worry was taken off their minds. But the other worry was still there, that Talut had announced to wage war against them. Now Bani Israel, they also started to prepare to fight against Talut. And Talut, he made an announcement that any old person, any needy person, any handicapped person, or any such person whose heart is engrossed in the love of this dunya, in the love of this world, or any such person who's building a house, shall not join our army. Now, what was the reason for this very announcement of his? It is stated that the reason for this announcement was that any individual who could become coward due to any reason whatsoever does not become a part of our army. So this is how determined Talut was also to face Talut, and he also wanted to fight him and defeat him. But he made this announcement that any such person which we just mentioned shall not join our army in case he falls prey to the greed of this world, or he may fall victim to the excuse that he may face, which would become a means of demoralizing the army. So Talut also started to mobilize his army of Bani Israel to face Talut. In regards to the number of the soldiers of the army of Talut, Sayyidina Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has mentioned the narration of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Durr-e Mansur. He states that Talut mobilized an army of over 300,000 people and made a firm intention of fighting Talut. And after mobilizing an army of over 300,000 soldiers, then they left with this very intention. And Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh again mentions in Tafsir Durr-e Mansur that Talut mobilized an army of 333,313 soldiers. So he is given the exact number as well. So we come to know that the number of the soldiers in the army of Talut was 333,313. This is through this very narration which Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned in Durre Mansur. Now, the army was ready, and as they were ready and as they left, they faced another test, another trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talut announced that there is a lake on the way and no one is allowed to drink water from that lake. And if someone is desperate and he has to drink water, then he is not allowed to drink any more than a handful of water. So this is the announcement that Talut makes. No one is allowed to drink any water, and if someone is in a desperate condition, only then he should drink water. And if he does so, it shouldn't be more than a handful of water. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened was that the intensity of heat increased dramatically and it became extremely hot and people became restless due to thirst. This was a trial, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now people in the army, they could not control their thirst. They could not bear the thirst anymore. And all of them, they went to the lake and they started to drink water from it. They drank to their full and they quenched their thirst from the water of the lake. And out of them, only 313 people were such who followed the instructions of Talut and did not drink water from the lake of the water. And even if they did so, it was only a handful of water as it was instructed by Talut. Not any more than that. After this, Talut left to fight Jalut along with these patience observing people. Regarding the power of Jalut, it was mentioned before that Jalut was a very strong, fierce, tall, oppressive and tyrant king. So no one had the courage to face Jalut. People would go to him, look at his status and grandeur and the wealth and the weaponry that he would possess, and they would be scared of him, they would fear him, and they would return back. This was the status of Jalut at that time, that no one could dare to fight him. And after Talut and his army crossed the lake, the people who were left behind, they said that there's no comparison between us and Jalut. He is very strong and we are so weak. Our weaponry is nothing compared to his. Fighting to Jalut means to embrace death. We will not put ourselves to embrace death. This is what those people said who were left behind, who drank water to their full and quenched their thirst and did not listen to the instructions of Talut. And the sincere people that were with Talut, what did they say? They said that with the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty, a small number of people can also dominate a huge number of army. Those pious people of Allah Almighty said that by the command of Allah Almighty, we will be dominant and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us. With these patience observing soldiers, with these pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Talut, he leaves to fight Jalut. And now, after this, the discussion comes regarding how this battle took place, how powerful Jalut himself was, who went to face Jalut, who fought him and who killed him, how Jalut became a perished king of the past, how he met his doom. After this, this discussion will inshallah azza wa jal come into play, and this is what we will talk about in our next episode. So in today's episode, we talked about how Talut was appointed as a king over Bani Israel, what circumstances took place when Talut was chosen, was appointed as a king over them, and how people's objections, they were answered and they became satisfied and they wholeheartedly accepted the kingship of Talut. Furthermore, we also covered the topic of how Talut mobilized an army to fight Jalut and what happened on the way when they came across a lake of water, etc. And towards the end, we also covered that Talut carried on to go to fight Jalut with only 313 people, those 313 people who were patience observing people, who were pious bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who relied in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to know how this battle took place, how Jalut was killed, how he met his doom, and how he became a parished king of past, don't forget to join us again in our next episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.